time is 10 o'clock, and I hope you're all having a great day so far. There is a program that is being extended by Ontario that is aiding and providing clinical placements for both nursing and personal support worker students. It has been said by the government that the program has already helped 500 long-term care homes provide more than 17,000 placements since 2021. It now aims to support 300,000 more placements by 2027, with the $94.5 million in funding accumulated over the last 3 years. We'll be back soon with sports and weather, right here, right now on Ignite Radio.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
War Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Ignite Radio, I'm Michael Skirbick, and we're back. The Orlando Magic took the win over the San Antonio Spurs with a final score of 108-98. Taking a look at the weather. It is currently 3 degrees with a 40% chance of showers or drizzles, and tonight it will drop down to minus 1 with a 40% chance of showers or drizzles. And tomorrow, it'll be 2 degrees, mainly cloudy. Stay tuned, because we got more coming up.
The hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said
Madison's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio. I'm Michael Skerbeck, and we are back. Let me ask everyone a question. What is the easiest breakfast to put together in the morning? Like, if you had to narrow it down, what would it be? Like, it can be anything. Like anything at all. Anything at all. Just like the first thing that comes to your mind. Anything at all. For me, personally, if I had to narrow it down, it would probably have to be a three-way draw between the classics. That be the cereal, any type of cereal at all, any type of cereal. Personally, I love Frosted Flakes the most, probably. Pop-Tarts, again, can be any Pop-Tarts. I always prefer the cookies and cream are the most good ones to get for me. And just toast. And it can be just, you can put it in the toaster for as long as you want. And you can do as many times as you want, but not too many because you're going to get it burned, obviously. But still, you put some butter on it, jam, sour cream, or anything else. For me personally, those are the three. Cereal, Pop-Tart, and toast. Yeah. That's my personal three. Just something to think about. Yeah. Well, with that being said, stay tuned because we got a lot more coming up in the next hour. So stay tuned for that. See you real soon.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Shopping in a Benz, I like you, I do. I hit you in a lane, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went over to France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy, so I pull up in that Maybach candy. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me, cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy. Let's take a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH,
You're listening to Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we aren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. Now I drive alone past your street.
Ignite Radio, I'm Michael Skirbick, and get hyped because KX5 and Hala's hit Escape is coming up next, right here, right now, on Ignite Radio.
Let my head take flight. just a fantasy. Cause the unknown's pulling me. We could leave this space, freedom ours to chase. What if I escape with you? 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 What if I escape with you?
Ignite Radio. I'm Michael Skirbek, and we are back in here. Huh. Now, can I ask you all another question? When was the... How do I put this? Has the cinema world just lost all of its magic? Because it seems that to me, the way it seems to me at least. Because, well, just feels like there's nothing, no passion left, just nothing. Do you just take a little look at Marvel or Star Wars? They're just completely dried up. Star Wars basically, like, the apathy is just there. It's just set in and no one really cares anymore. Disney Plus keeps losing subscribers constantly. Marvel is just all over the place and it just... It's honestly really sad. People just don't care anymore. And I think the last film I saw in the theater, it was with my dad, actually. We went and saw the Equalizer 3. And to be honest, for something that's so simple, it was honestly really, really good, to be honest. Really, really good. It was just simple. It's just so simple. With all that being said, what are your thoughts? And what do you think about the world of cinema as it is right now? Just something to think about. Anyway, we've got more coming up right here, right now on Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Put your love in the I'm begging you to put your
played it hard and fast, but I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it wouldn't. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da, cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know. Won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling? Why we chasing? Why the bottom? Why the basement? Why we got good? She don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to be good. I went up in the feature town where we could be at. Like a heart in the best way, shit. You can't give it away, you have, and you tend to face. But I keep walking on, keep moving the dust, keep open for that the dog is yours, keep also home. Cause I don't wanna live in a broken home, girl, I'm begging. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging, begging you. So put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your love in the hand now, darling. I'm finding hard to hold my own. Just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. I'm just a call, not to fade to black. I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. So put your loving hand out.
Want hit music?
We've got
you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
Too long, I know it was wrong, but never said I was sorry. Now I've had time to think it over. Well, my shoulder and the bone's too big to bury.
I'm sorry that you're dating. I could
Ignite Radio. I'm Michael Skirpik, and that was Jaded by Miley Cyrus. And I must say, I think her music is something I'd like to listen to more often in the future, that is. To be honest, I never really was too familiar with her work before now, at least. That song was honestly pretty good, I must say. Definitely, really, really good. Really good, I must say. It's like one of those moments where you have those, it's like a song that when you hear it for the first time, it just it hits a feel with you. And to be honest, even though the song is called Jaded, it honestly put me at ease for some reason. It's just soothing for some reason. I don't know why. But take that for what it is. Now, one thing's for sure, I definitely want to check out more of her work coming up. We got Monster by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Yeah. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest. Yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? Just let me know. And what if I sin? And what if I break it? Then am I the monster? Yeah. Just let me know. Yeah.
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up. Turn me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Yeah. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. Yeah. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Cause unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know what if I trip?
Ignite Radio, I'm Michael Skirbeck, and coming up next, we got Break My Soul by Beyonce.
I'm a big soul, Snap. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Ignite Radio. We are back. I'm Michael Skirbick, and that was Break My Soul by Beyonce. And it was also a kind of soothing song for me personally. Now, have you noticed that it's been 2 years now that we've barely had any snow in either December or November? Like, think about that. Like, frankly, I'm thankful, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way, but I'm pretty sure that we're all feeling really a lot grateful that we barely got any snow in November or December. Maybe Mother Nature's trying to take it easy on us or something. That's as far as that's what I think, at least. Mother Nature's trying to be kind, at least. That's what I think, anyway. Frankly, I'm just thankful. Depending on where you live, on a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult do you think it is to clear out the snow where you live? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10. Just something to think about. And actually, it's actually really odd, considering that on my way home, it was Halloween night, actually. And on my way home, it started snowing on Halloween night. I'm not joking. It literally started snowing on Halloween night on my way home. I gotta say, that was really odd. But anywho, we got more coming up right here, right now on Ignite Radio.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an
exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Ignite Radio, we're back again. And coming up next, we got a song that is quite infamous. It was created by Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. I am, of course, referring to the 2014 banger, Styles. And it's coming up next, right here, right now, on Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio now.
Yeah, bunks and rungs.
Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, 'cause I'm feeling like, don't need no coffee, I'm feeling cocky. Beat the energy, 'cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Sorry, not sorry, can't hear you calling. One woman party, and I'm feeling like, you know how it be. Tempo like heartbeat, running in these dance streets.
Sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Ignite Radio. As we wrap up here, I hope you all enjoyed your time with me, and just as much as I had fun talking to you all, and I leave you all with this question. If you had to choose which season would you prefer, spring or summer? Spring or summer, it can be either one. Which do you think is the better one for you? Because personally, I could go either way. Either way is fine enough for me, to be honest. Again, if you had to choose, which one would it be? It's just a little something to think about, is all I'm saying. With all that being said, I'm Michael Skirbick signing off, and I'll see you all next time, right here, right now, on Ignite Radio. We got more coming up. Salutations, everybody.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking, but $5,000 in cold hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cooverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Where everything's safe and it doesn't get worse. Oh my.
just too scared to fight for what we want tonight. Close your eyes and leave all behind. Go with love on our side. It's a trust fall, baby. It's a trust fall, baby. You and I and everyone alive. We can run to the fire.
Young